for the names. These are the names of Klal Yisrael, Aboy and Mitzrayim, Eish Yaakov, Ishu Beis Rivo. These are the names of the Yidden, Aboy and Mitzrayim, Eish Yaakov, Ishu Beis Rivo. Ruvain, Shimoin, Levi, Yehuda, Socho, Zvulun, Yomin, Don, Naftali, God, Va'osha. Yosef and Yitzchak is the next person. It's very, very interesting, very, very interesting to note that the parsha from Shmois, which starts off Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael, starts off with the union of the names, but it doesn't only be the parsha of Shmois, but Chumash Shmois is called Shmois. Very interesting to note that the Chumash Shmois is called Shmois, and we have to understand that Avada, every Chumash has a certain name to Brachos. So you'll say it's the first word, but Avada, there's very, very big meaning to the story of Sefer Shmois being called Shmois. Interesting, weiter, we have to understand, it says, what do you mean, Haboim Mitzrayim? She says, Shaboim Mitzrayim. They came, they're not coming now. Haboim Mitzrayim. What do you think, Haboim? It's coming to Egypt. Haboim, it should say, Shaboim Mitzrayim. They came. They came a while ago. What's Haboim Mitzrayim? Because I'll ask the casuals. Eis Yaakov. Eis Yaakov. With Yaakov, Ishu Beis Ubo. What's the emphasis on Eis Yaakov? Vehi kol nefesh. Yitzi Yaakov. Shibnev Yosef Yosef Yitzroim. Vayomos Yosef v'chol Echov v'chol Adorahu. The Torah tells us Yosef dies. V'chol Echov. And all his brothers die. The whole Hador Hahu and that whole generation is Nifter. Also, the pasuk could have been made much simpler and said, "Vayomas Yosef, the whole Hador Hahu." Vayomas Chol Hador Hahu. What's the, again the Yosef? Ubnei Yisrael Poru Vayishritzu Vayirbu Vayatzmu B'Meoid Meoid Vatimolei Haaretz Oisa. The pasuk says, Yisrael was poru, by Yishritzu, by Yirbu, by Yatsim, by Oyim, by Oyim, by Timoli, or Tzorisim. What does this mean? Chazal tells Chazal, we got very, very big. Poru, they got multiplied. Chazal tells us they were having babies. Six, the Keres Echot, by Yishritzu, by Yirbu, by Oyim, by Oyim, Timoli, or Tzorisim, the land filled with them. Land got mamish, the population of the Jews in Golas became very big. Says the pasuk, "Vayokom melechodosh al mitzroyim asher lo yadas Yosef." A new king comes on Egypt who doesn't know who Joseph is, who's Yosef. Very, very hard to understand, Rabbi Sai. Very complicated to understand. What do you mean, Asher lo yodas Yosef? He didn't know who Yosef was. Asher lo yodas Yosef. He doesn't know who Yosef was. Yosef was the one who saved all of Klal Yisrael. Saved all of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim would have been down in the dumps. Mitzrayim became the biggest superpower in that time. They became the empire of the world. And it was all due to one person, Yosef. Asher lo yodas Yosef. And Be'etzim in Medrash says, the Medrash Tanchuma, this week's Parsha, the Medrash Tanchuma states explicitly that when they got very big, so Paro, they got all nervous, what are we going to do? Let's do something about it. Let's attack them. Let's go to war with them, says the Medrash. The Egyptian people said, let's go to war. And Paro stood up and said, what do you mean go to war against these people? These are the brethren of Joseph, of Yosef. Yosef, without Yosef, we wouldn't be around. We can't go. This was the time of the Melech Mitzrayim. And what happened? They took him off his seat. They said, yo, no tiki, no washi. You're not going to do anything about this. We'll do something about it. They took him off. They impeached him for 3 months until he finally went, okay, Beseda, no problem. Everybody's going, we'll do something about them. Islamaisa, it needs very big beer, oh boy, say. What went on here in Mitzrayim? Okay, they were worried about the greatness of the Jews. They were getting big. But such a thing to forget about what Yosef did. So Rashi said they made themselves Ki'ul Lo Yada. Rashi says that, you're right, they didn't forget about him. They made Ki'ul Lo Yada because it was a slap in the face. You have to realize what it's like. This whole Egyptian civilization, the Sphinx, and the mummies, and the daddies, all of them, all of these people, they were all of Boisai, have Shemez HaKadosh HaTorah to Yosef. And here they are, spitting in the face, enslaving his nation. What's going on here in Egypt, Rabbi Yisrael? It's something that needs tremendous understanding. What in the world is going on? All of a sudden, and even in Korash, they made themselves out like they don't know Yosef. Very nice. The yisoid of this parasha that we want to discuss today, by saying the yisoid gadol ad ma'oid, the Beis Halev is ma'irich with it in this thing, a yisoid gadol ad ma'oid ma'oid, by saying. It's a yisoid that we have to realize it, because it's something that forever it's going to be. And if we understand it, and if we use it out, then Sefer Shmois is also called, as the Ramban says in the Akdamah to Sefer Shmois, the beginning, it's called Sefer HaGeula. It's the Sefer of Geula. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer HaGeula, says the Ramban. And if we don't understand it, Rabbi Yisai, it's Rahman al-Islam. And that is, Rabbi Yisai, the Yisod. Hayisoidos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbiya into the Metzias of the world, is Hein Om Levodot Tishkon, Yishkon. That we have to be a nation set aside. We are our own nation. We are not going supposed to be connected to the Goyim of Beisai. We are a different species. We are a different men. We are Bonim. We're Choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than all the Goyim. And we have to realize that our tafkid is to be above the goyim, and we have to be separated from the goyim, distinct from the goy, and our shachas to the goy, to mahalach goyim. We're a different nation, and this is the yisoid ha-yisoid of Rabbi Yisrael. We're starting off Sefer Shmois, Rabbi Yisrael. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer Ha-Geula. You know why it's the Sefer Ha-Geula? Because the Geula is shayach to the Shmois B'nai Yisrael. That the reason why we went out is we retained our names. We retained our names. That was our saving grace, as we'll see in a minute. That we didn't, because the Medrash says we didn't want to be called Rufus. We came on and kept our names. And that's why it could be the Pasha speaks out. We know who the sons of Yosef are, of Yaakov are. But they remain true to their names. They remain true to their identity. Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Ve'eila Shmois b'nei Yisrael. It's the same for Shmois, the same for Geula. Because the Geula can only come if we remain true to our identity. We remain true Jews. And not be influenced. And not change our value system. And not become Chas v'Shalom, Barry, and Sam, and Ham. But we remain true to our identity, we stick to our names, and stick to the purpose that the Jew was created in this world. And this is why Rabbi said, all the time that we're in Egypt, in the beginning years, Eis Yaakov, Eile Shmois, Eis HaBoim Mitzrayim, not Shabo, HaBoim, they came, they were in a consistent Hashkofa outlook of always coming down to Mitzrayim. They were really not settled in Egypt. In their minds, the Yud Beis Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim of Yaakov, together with Yaakov, he ingrained that this is not our land. We don't belong there. Hashem sent us there for a certain amount of years, but it's Haboim. We're coming. We're always the status of coming. We have never come. We have never settled. He didn't come to settle the Yaakov Avinu. We have to come. It's Xer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's always in the present coming. We're always coming to Egypt. We have never settled there. And that was because they were Ace Yaakov, they were with Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu represented to them this Hashkofa, and he ingrained it in them. It became part of their essence. That Yui the Yud Beis Shvatim, we, the sons of Yaakov, are not going to. We're going to Goshen. We're going to settle by ourselves. We're not going to mix and mingle. We're going to set up a Beis HaTalmud there. And we're going to remain in our shtetl, in our little shtetl, in our little village. We're not going to connect. We're going to remain by ourselves. We're not going to have a shaykhus with the Goyim. And that was what Rabbi said. All that generation of the Yud Beis Shvatim, of the Yom Yosef, also with Yosef, V'chol Echov, V'chol Hador Hahu, that whole generation. But as soon as that generation died out, Rabbi said, as soon as the generation died out, Ubnei Yisrael Poru, Vayishritzu, Vayirbu, Vayatzu, B'me'oid, Ma'oid, says Chazal. Poru, they had a lot of children. Vayishritzu, they started to do Maisa Shrotzim. They started to do disgusting acts. They started to get a little tipsy. Like the guy next door, Ivan. He goes to the salon. I also go to the saloon. He goes to the salon. I gotta get my hair done, Rebbe. So what? The one doing it wears a shaitel. But Baruch Hashem, she wears gloves. No negiya. And I gotta go to the saloon next door, because that's what the goyim do. And Lamaisa Klal Yisrael became exactly like the goyim. Vayishritzu, vayirbu, vayatzu, b'me'oid ma'oid, says the Kliyok. What's b'me'oid ma'oid? What's b'me'oid ma'oid? Vayatzu ma'oid, says the Kliyok. What's b'me'oid ma'oid? Sot Kliyok shenasu ashirim, they became wealthy individuals. B'mamoin, that's ma'oid. V'yatzur b'ma'oid, they came in very strong in ma'oid, in wealth. Ma'oid, very much. The first ma'oid means wealth. So v'yatzur b'ma'oid, they became very, very wealthy. They became rich. Yidin. Business started to ground up. Oh, we're wealthy, we're influential, we have a life, we can start now spreading out our wings. We can invest. We can now intermingle. We can mix and mingle a little bit here. The business lunch, we'll get the kosher food and the tray for restaurant, don't worry. Meal Mart special. But I'll just order fish. Shark fish. I'm ordering only a fisherman. What would you have, Ben? He used to be called Binyamin, they call him Ben now. This is Baruch Hashem, it's not Bob. What would you like for lunch at our business luncheon? I could just eat the fish. Who knows what fish they serve in this restaurant? He's only eating fish. Who knows what they cook? You know, just pork. They cooked pork before the oven. Only fish for me. I remain faithful to my religion. Pork fish! Tom, you could smell the pork coming out. But he's very careful. He doesn't go to, he's very careful at the party you know, the New Year's Eve, I'm sorry, I don't want to mention it, the New Year's Eve party, he doesn't drink all the cocktails. He's too busy with other things going on to see all the sights at the New Year's Eve party by this guy, your boss, Steve Lazaraski. Business party for the whole, what's it called, the whole crew. The whole group. The whole firm is coming. Come on. How can we not miss Steve Lazaraski's first Super Bowl party? With the halftime show. But he has his own halftime show. It's much better than the halftime show that they put on the TV. They shut that TV off. This is nothing compared to it. Yeah, they have to have, you know, certain, you know, on television, you have to have certain, you know, certain sneers things. But I'm Rabbi, only business, all for business. No pleasure involved. I don't have any pleasure from these parties. I go L'shem Shemayim only for business. True to my word, only business goes on over there. Yeah, we know what type of business. But anyway, getting back to, so I just go to some cocktail parties and mixing and mingle because they became very rich. Batimolei ha'aretz oisam zos chazal zat yalkut shmoini. Batimolei ha'aretz oisam rabbeisa apeladik chazal. They filled the land. What does that mean? Batimolei ha'aretz oisam zok techadam yalkut shmoini. Batimolei ha'aretz oisam. They filled up the theaters and the circuses and the arenas. Latimalei ha'aretz oisa. Okay, afterwards, we'll go to that. We finished, Baruch Hashem. We're full-fledged American. We are involved in their culture. We do everything with them. The theater. Broadway! I'm a true American. An American Jew, of course. Not a Jewish American, an American Jew. What came first? I'm an American Jew. I'm very faithful to my patriotic. I have the American flag outside my house. But I became mamish, involved, and mixed, and totally part of that culture. What happens next? As we said, I'll be logic, it shouldn't be this way. I'll be logic, the more we mix and mingle, the more we want to be like the guy, the more we want to be part of the society, I'll be deaf, I'll be swallowing what should be, the Metziah should be, they should like us more, we should be more friendly, in the government, with them. Says Chazal, Apela de Gazach, the Medrash Tanchuma. They started not to do bris milah. When did they lose the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They stopped doing bris milah, says Chazal. Why? It says Chazal Mefurish. We can't do bris milah anymore. We have to be exactly like the Mitzvah. They don't have no bris. We can't have a bris either. Says Chazal, Vayokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yodos yosef. Ata yuchlem chodosh. Xeris started. All of a sudden, Xeris. All of a sudden, anti-Semitism. All of a sudden, Goyim wants to get upset. All of a sudden, Nazi Germany. So up to Beis HaLevi, and Beis HaLevi, we want to try to understand what the makor of anti-Semitism in the world is this week's parasha. People want to understand, where does anti-Semitism come? Maybe, my theory is that there's a group of Africans in the jungle of Mongolia, and they propose these ideas, and somehow it floats over the ocean, and it comes with a cannonball, and they shoot it at a cannonball, and somehow anti-Semitism arouses all of a sudden. You have to wipe it, stamp it out. Never again! Have that fist up, or have the, you know, the JDL, and all these things, that will stamp it out. Anti-Semitism is flourishing now in the world. We sit here and eat our cornflakes. But anti-Semitism is all over the world, Rabbeisa. To see how, you can see how, that it doesn't make any sense, Rabbeisa, going on in the world today. People are being shot at, rockets, and this and that, and the world wants to put Israel and condemn Israel for what they did. The whole world condemning Israel. The whole world should stand up right now and in the tzias of what that should be. The whole entire world should stand up and say that the Hamas or everything, Israel has a right to conquer that thing, take it out. They're terrorists. Everybody's motivated to terror. What's going on in the world today? The whole world, okay, we could say they're controlled by oil, but the place you see every vote in the UN, 95%, every vote, what do you mean? We're part of the UN. That doesn't make sense. We're also a nation like every other nation. We have a Jew, we have a flag flying also in the United Nations. We have an ambassador to the UN. We have everything. Why isn't the world loving us? We're trying to be like them. Israel now has the rail system like Paris. Mamish like Paris out there. We have the railroad system. We want to build one somewhere else now. We're Mamish Bill through the trolleys from San Francisco. We have a lot of things like San Francisco here anyway, so we might as have. What are you laughing? Yeah, we have a lot of things like San Francisco, so we should have all of that. And yet the world is hating us more. There's more anti-Semitism. So the world today, in America, is anti-Semitism. The Nazi movements are on, and people don't understand it. But it's Nazi Germany. But if you go into the history of Nazi Germany, you look at what was going on in Germany. There was from people all over. We're not here to explain the Holocaust, Rabbi said. But at the end of the day, Rabbi said, you know how much intermarriage there was. You know how much people were, Judaism was going low. They started to come out of the ghettos. We lived in ghettos. We didn't have problems. So to come out of the ghettos, we started to want to be Germans, go into the colleges, and be like the Germans, and talk their language, and be like all of a sudden, a hatred, Rabbi said. That doesn't make any sense. What do they hate Jews for? What do they have against us? So we have a big nose. So what? What do they have against us? What did it mean? The Germans wanted to. It makes no sense. They wanted to take every Jew. They said Hitler, Yimach Shemo, made a museum. He made a museum. And all the Jewish artifacts, he wanted to. Not only from Germany. The entire world, he wanted to wipe out. There shouldn't be one remaining Jew, and he was making a museum, the museum of the Jew, of the ancient Jew. There was a person called a Jew one time, and had artifacts with tefillin and all that stuff. He wanted to make it. He wanted to not only, and the person said, "You don't understand what's going on." Hitler, Yimach Shemo v'zichro, was losing the war. He was losing the war. He was battling all fronts, and they would tell the generals were losing. And it reminds me what any smart human being at that time would say, okay, let's get all our koichos together and let's make a comeback. Let's defeat the enemy. No. We have to keep our factories open. We got to have a lot of soldiers out there killing Jews. But you're going to lose on the battle. I don't care. We got to wipe out those Jews. Get them off the face of the earth. They're the something of the earth. They're dogs. They're like dogs. We got to beat them. What are people? We're dogs. We're human beings. And boys say, you don't understand. Germany was the biggest preacher of etiquette. The Germans, they had a certain way of speaking with a mamish. The whole mahalach of German, the whole time was a man of a very high etiquette and class and being, you know, respectful of people. And that nation came along and they became Jew hunters. To the thing, they would look up, try to find if the guy had any Jewish blood in him. And mamish, they would look up, maybe his great-great-grandma, they would drag him out. The guy doesn't keep anything today. He doesn't keep anything. He never put on a pair of tefillin. He never kept Shabbos. They dragged him out by his hair, and they said, "You are a Jew, your great-grandmother," and they shot him in the head. What's this hatred for Jew? Boy, what did we do? That's just partial. I'm not trying to mad about it, but the basic lady says, do you saw it? How you saw this of anti-Semitism and all the hatred the Goy has is only for one reason. As soon as we want to be like the Goy, Hashem says, you're not going to be like the Goy. You're not going to mix into that nation. You're not going to do it. I'm not going to let it happen. How am I going to do it? I'm going to turn them against you. I'm going to turn them against you. If the Jews not going to make Kiddush, they said over the Meir Shapiro used to say, if the Jew won't make Kiddush, then the Goy is going to make Havdalah. If the Jew doesn't make Kiddush, the Goy is going to make Havdalah. And that's the Metzias of Boys Avian, it's unbelievable. Yoko Melechodosh, out of nowhere, he's afraid of the Jews. They're going to attack. Why would the Jews attack? They were a nation that's attacking people. They do anything wrong. Harmlessly living in their ghetto. They're living, they have their business. You know, they have their delicatessens. Just like the blacks have their, chicken shops all over. You know, chicken nuggets and chicken wings. They have, the Jews have their delicatessens, Bernstein's, you know, and this and that. And they have their shuls. What do you want from the Jewish guy? Leave him alone. What's he's a army? He has an army. They have a thing. They're living peaceful. They go to shul every Shabbos. You know, they're following the, you know, Egyptian soccer team. Everything's going well. And shul for the Aliyahs, they're talking about, if you know, Muhammad al-Daba, his goal he scored last week with the back of his nose, kicked it in his nose, he nosed it in. That wasn't even a header, he nosed it in. And they're talking about it in shul, between Shlishi and Cheney, what do you want with the Jew? Leave him alone. Swastikas, let's get these Jews. Yochum Melechot, these Jews built up the whole economy of Egypt. They were friendly, they did everything for Egypt. What are they going to now go against the country? We never found it, they were only faithful. Yosef was the most faithful person there was. What's the problem? He says, there is no problem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be Heinam Levodah, we be ourselves. So either we can do it by keeping us away from the God, or they'll have to do it for us, or bless that. Just like Mufurish in the Medrash. As soon as we want to say we'll be like the Goy, Hofach Riba, Hashem turned their hearts to hate us. You have to wear a yellow star. Jews in Egypt can't visit the local. They can't go to the theaters anymore. Why can't they go to the theater? They just want to watch a movie. What's the problem? The Jew's not going to make Kiddush. The Goy is going to make Havdalah. This is the Yesod of anti-Semitism and the hatred of the Goy. It's Be'etzim, the Beis Halevi says. In the Hashem makes it Be'etzim, the Metzias, the cold mouth that we made up by ourselves, we keep to ourselves, the Goy has no problem with us. Once we try to be like them, once we try to act like them, once we try to get involved in their culture, then we have the problem with the Goy. And through the history of the Jewish people, as you look through it, this is the history of the Jewish and the problems of anti-Semitism, and the problems of the Goy that are around us. We filled all their cultural places. And here in Eretz Yisrael also, we think it's all also with the Arabs, let's be friendly with the Arabs, marriages, the colleges together, let's mix and mingle, and everything together, beautiful. Let's sing it now in Arabic. Let's follow Hashem, the Arabs and the Jews, everybody together, everything very beautiful, we kiss, we hug, salam, shalom, everything's valid. Yeah, okay, Kol Zman that you remain in your Dalet Amos, you keep your Judaism, and we stand in our thing. Once we want to be like the Arabs, and you know, conduct business, be involved with them, go to their place of culture, says there has to be Havdalah. You have to remain with God. You have to remain. And it's Gval to Gaboy Sai. It's a murder. I want to tell you, it's a meter connected meter. Because the pshat is that we get more involved in that culture. When we get more involved and we live a life that the Etzim exemplifies and is a symbol of a Goyishkeit, Rabbi Sai. So the Etzim, in a certain way, we could live like a Jew. We have the whole Arab Hashem. We have the Borsellino hat, the newest one, $7,220 felt Borsellino hat, mamish, leather bound Borsellino hat just came out. Get it while it's hot, off the press. And he has a suit, Baruch Hashem, very Shivish suit and everything. But he's Be'etzem living inside. He's totally Metzias everything. He wants to be like the Goy. He wants. He has his heroes. Who does he have a picture of in his room? You come to one room, Baruch Hashem, there's a Shlomo Zalman, there's this, there's that. You go to another room, who's hanging up? You don't have to say who's hanging up. Some guy who looks, I don't know if he's a guy, I don't know what he is. He's a monster. He's hanging in this thing, and that's my hero. That's my hero! The guy who overdosed at 37 years old. He overdosed so many times, they never saw a guy who overdosed so much. He was such a happy life. And his mamish, all he did all life was drug out and sit there singing with his head, it was flying high with a guitar. The music was so loud and so painful to hear, he had to drug himself up in order to hear it while he was playing it. He didn't need any earplugs. He wasn't on in this planet. And he was mamish lost to the world, and this is my hero. The guy who killed his whole family. Such a special human being. And he killed his mother, he killed his father, he killed his wife, he killed his sister. All the Shiva Kroivim he killed, Baruch Hashem. And he's my hero, because he plays the song. Dead family! Mama Tate! Wow, he's insane! He's so special, how would I be like him? The other guy didn't kill, he didn't use a revolver. He used his guitar, because that's when he goes on stage, he smashed the guitar. So one night he just woke up, he thought he was on stage, and he smashed his wife in the head with the guitar. Sorry about that, Mary. And he wrote a very, very slow song about Mary dying. Oh, she got hit with the guitar in the middle of the night when I woke up and I was lost. But he's my hero, Rabbi. Look at him! Look at that hair! It's down to his, I don't know where. He looks so handsome, like a black monkey. Already. I just want to kiss him. And that's what we want to be. We want to follow the sports as sports stars. And we want to, we want to do everything like the Goya. Person wants an outlet, wants to watch a game. He gets a little bit, okay. His mom's following him, digging in it. He's going on eBay to buy somebody's underwear with the stain. $7,000 for Rodriguez's underwear. You don't understand, my friend bought his underwear. He wears Hanes, he's 36. Unbelievable. You should see. Unbelievable. I have his underwear. I'm bringing it tomorrow. Man, Rooney's underwear. I have his underwear. It's unbelievable. You can't get it. You're not going to touch it. I won't go near it. I'm not letting you touch my Man, Rooney's underwear. You'll never touch his underwear! We laughed. These people were going crazy. Someone told me they got some guy's spit, a toxic spit. They were selling it online on eBay. I asked, how do you know it's his spit? Maybe somebody else spit. No, I could tell it's Rodriguez's spit. You just could see it in the spit. It looks like Rodriguez's spit. Now we have to wear the styles of the Goyim. I got it all, Calvin Klein's. Maybe I paid $7,220 for these jeans. Six of them. Let's look over here. See the horse? You put it in the bottom of the pants now. It's unbelievable. No one could see it, but I take it out every few days. I just look on the bottom of my pants to see that horse. It's unbelievable how much chizik I get from that horse. You're a horse. Mamish, we're linking with the Goyim. That's a whole life, a whole mindset. Everything with this, and the new song, and the new movie, and this thing came out. What's going on? We lost ourselves. We forgot our identity. Mamish guys rattle off lines, and they know every line of this actor, that guy. The series 2021, he said he burped at that moment. I could imitate the burp. And I know this line and that line and this vulgar statement that this guy made. Such a good line. The guy made himself into the biggest fool. It's the most disgusting thing. He lowered himself to an ape, to an animal. And you're repeating the vulgar statement of that guy who was in vulgarity, that's all it is. It's the most disgusting line ever said in the history of the world. And he's repeating it with such proud, oh, I can imitate this actor, I can imitate this comedian. And he's making fun of the Jew in the line also. And he's like, oh, that's such a good line about the Jew. You're a Jew! And he's rooting for this team and this player. This guy's the biggest anti-Semite. He writes about it. But my team has to win, and my player, I'm going to root for him. Are you out of your mind? This guy, if he knows you're a Jew, he'll shoot you in the head, between the eyes, and you're on your knee begging for forgiveness. He'll shoot you between the head. But get me that autograph. Give me the autograph! We lost ourselves, boys, in the world. We forgot our Shmois. We forgot what Elu Shmois B'nai Yisrael. We're much higher, much bigger, much greater than the Goyer, boys. And we lower ourselves down. We always say over from the Sefer Kuzari that there's different levels of living in this world, different levels of species of living. You have the inanimate object, the rocks. Not the rocks, the rocks. And then you have the plant life, they're a higher level. And then you have the animal kingdom, they're higher. They have a mind, they're Mechalapos, they're animals. They can't speak, and then you have a level of speakers. They Adam. And then you have the Zezot, the Kuzri, that's four, but the Yisrael is a higher level. The Yisrael is a higher level. It's a different level altogether. It's a level on top of the speaker. It's Yisrael. And just like, Rabbi Yisrael, that if you saw a human being now, Rabbi Yisrael, get down on his fours, start barking at you. You might as well get down on his fours. His mom is think he's out of his kingdom, mamash. Lock him up, we'll send him to first time, do one of the two. We'll deal with him. We have a door compound not far from here. We'll get food sent over. Imagine a guy walked into the yeshiva, he got down on his fours. I don't know, here we might accept him, but he came into another yeshiva, he got down on his fours, he started barking, and he started giving food from the yeshiva, and he said, dog food is better than that. And he said, okay. So we give him dog food, he starts eating the dog food. You look at him every day, he comes out of his room, and he comes and he starts barking. Every time by breakfast, he has a little bowl, Yankee, on it. And we order Special America bags of Alpo. Okay, it's your turn. Who's going to get the Alpo? It's not enough. We have to go to Gabriel to get more Alpo. Anyway, the kids said, but one morning we had enough. We didn't have enough milk. And Maisie, he poured it in there, and the guy's eating and eating. We look at this guy. Come on, Rebbe. You know, I know you're taking in guys, but you know. This is insane. This guy thinks he's a dog. I said, we have a lot of guys like that. But this guy really thinks he's a dog. Not that, you know, an animal. Like, you know, he wants to be like that sugar on the wall was an animal. This guy thinks he's a dog. He wants to get married to a female dog. He really thinks. He's calling all the Shav Chodim. Sandy! He wants to marry a dog! He's out of his Caleb! We work with everybody over here. But you look at the guy, he's out of his community, out of his mind. Out of his mind. In the same way, the boy said, Yisrael is a different level of being altogether. Why do we want to lower ourselves? Why do you want to be like the dog? You want to be like a goy? You're so much higher than that. You're Shmois B'nai Yisrael. You have Jewish names. A Jewish name is Mahuz Reuven. Reuven. Shmois, Kishom Hashem is called on me. Every name, a Yiddish name has so much to it. There's so much Amkus, that's our Mahuz. Our names are our identity. It's our Tafkid HaChaim. We live with purpose, with meaning. We're not into spit. We have a life of purpose and meaning. And our names represent who we are, our Tafkid, our Malus. Adam, Ketus as the Ramban, took all the animals and he called them and he gave them even names. Because he gave them a name in Hebrew, and he gave it Lashon HaKodesh, because the name of Lashon HaKodesh means its essence. A Jewish name is a name of essence, of mahus, of your identity. I like to be called John, though. Just call me John for short. Yoinasan is your name. John. John's in the New Testament. Chapter 11. Just call me Bob or Paul. Or Sam if you want. Who are the three sons of... I once asked about who the three sons of Noah, Sam, Jam, and Ham. We have Yiddish names, because it's not just saying it, but a Yiddish name is your identity, your tafkid, what you're about, your mahus, that you're a higher being of Boisai. We have to answer to a higher authority. Remember the Hebrew National commercials? In my time they had them. We're kosher. We have to answer to a higher authority. We have a different life. HaKadosh made it. All these dinim are supposed to say kashrus. We should stay away from the goy. We're not allowed to eat, drink their wine. We're not allowed to eat their meat. Stay away from their cheese. All these things are supposed to say, so she wouldn't have shaykhs with them. And here we are living the life, playing the games, living the culture, living like a mamash, a goy with a kippah on. And it's scary, Rabbi Sai, because that's not what we're about. That's not who we are. And then never, and to be zuchah to the geula, seifa geula, we have to keep our identity. To remain above the God. Hein om levodod yishkan. You have to remain levodod, Rabbi Sai. Okay? Doesn't mean you can't talk to a God, you can't, but not to act, not to be jealous of them, not to want to live their lifestyles, Rabbi Sai. Not to run after like crazy, Rabbi Sai. Crazy people to run after them. And then when I came to Los Angeles in a few years ago, the whole city was in Avelis. They were in Avelis. The whole country was in Avelis. Somebody was Nifter. Actually, somebody died. Nifter. I don't say Nifter on such a person. Somebody who the whole world, whole America was in shock. I think they were in shock because they weren't sure if he was a man, if he was a woman. If she was a man, he was a woman, he was an androgynous, he was a tumtum, he was for sure a meshugana, that's for sure. MJ, they called him, for short. Everybody knows who we're referring to. A meshugana should be sugar, but he made himself into a woman, he made himself into a man. But crazy should be crazy, and the whole world was in mourning over him. The mom was the biggest meshugana of the world. He overdosed, he made it crazy. The world was in shock, the world was mourning. For who? For the most craziest person in the world, was that? We lived for this guy. Ooh, I don't know what he was. How could it be? And okay, man, Yidin, we're mourning for this person, this half man, what a monster. What we wrapped up in it. Listen to his music, with his, a monster, crazy person, off his rocker, a dog. And we're jealous, and we want to live like that. We want to go after the dog. Imagine a dog had a beautiful voice and started singing. Wow, big picture coming to a big room. There he is, Fluffy, the new star singer. You'd say, okay, very nice, a new voice. I'm not. They're animals. Parsha Shmos teaches the Yisoid HaYisoid of the anti-Semitism, of our tafkid, of how to remain the vodod, keep your identity, keep the yahadus in the most pure aware of us. Don't let the goyish stuff mix into our lives. The guy wants an outlet, different sugyo, but to live for that life, Rabbi Sai. To be jealous is like the human being jealous of the animal kingdom. A yid who's jealous of a goy, who looks up to him, who looks up to his lifestyle, Rabbi Sai, is like the goy looking at an animal and being jealous of his lifestyle. This is the Yisoid Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Pasha Geula, Ishmois! Our names, our identity, that brings the Geula, Rabbi Sai, Shuvi Zoicha. That each and every one of you is proud of our names. proud that you were Yisrael. Yisrael is Yosher Kel, B'nai Yisrael, Eilu B'nai Yisrael, Abayim Mitzrayim. We Yosher Kel, we have Yashrus, we have Derech HaChayim, we have Nesil Shishorim, Tayyik Tekel, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bizurcha to keep that identity, and Bizurcha to do the Shleim and Bikaroi, Amen.